Yes, Juliet, I have to apologize for my demeanor of last call, but it's an agenda that I will have my right to hold. I demand my rights to be respected, and the right of publish is what is being done here. I have a call recording with my mother that just was recorded. I'm going to put it in SoundCloud. It's 8 minutes and 50 seconds long. I have a tweet to Twitter on San Bernardino Police Department about mass shootings. I'm a peacemaker, a peace builder. I own a peace building networking ideal called GrewUp.net, GRUWUP.NET. Stands for Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace. And so far, sir, the San Bernardino Police Department has not been a great reason to unite peace. I will explain why in my discussion with the Sergeant Rogers. I would like to talk to Sergeant Rogers, and I'm putting this call recording on to the web and attaching it in SoundCloud as well. The fact that I'll give the link on Twitter, this the tweet I would like to read to you, so it's a part of this actual call recording. Can you understand that? Okay, so I'm going to read you the tweet. My Twitter handle is @GrewUp, which you just know stands for @GrewUp. You know, Great Reasons Us Will Unite Peace. It's under my name, was under my real name, but now it's under the name #StopMassShooting, #9Scourges12Steps. 9Scourges12Steps refers to a writing from Dr. Harriet Fraud from July 1st of 2017. And she writes about 9 Scourges and 12 Steps, the 12 steps of social improvement to rebuild trust in our community. And I write on Twitter, #MassShooting. Every time there becomes an opportunity for silence to rule the priority of the day, it does not address hatred, mass shooting, and the solution at our reach. We personally hold responsibility for the next bloodletting. Truth hurts. It says truth hurts --, @ San Bernardino Police Department, and a link to an article after mass shootings, and it talks about the economic conditions that occur after mass shootings. Mass shooting, the San Bernardino mass shooting, is in reference on a Washington Post article, how the erosion of trust leads to murder and mass shootings. I have that on part of my media materials. We are going to readdress this in a proper way that brings forward the message from the gay homosexual fag. Okay, the gay homosexual fag with AIDS that has the solution to mass shootings that you guys won't listen to, and that the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department was recently sued and settled for when they put everybody in the dunk tank over at county where the detention center is over there. I read the articles in there. I met the man who was instrumental in bringing that case forward, sir. We are going to address the matter of having a gay person in our community disempowered of every single voice opportunity in the community, and that is the agenda to fix, and that is the discussion we will have. Okay? Okay, sir. Okay, thank you, sir. I would like to talk to Sergeant Rogers, please. And you can fill him in. If you want to fill him in on what I just told you, you can do that for me so I don't have to repeat myself.
Is there a phone number he can reach you at?
The phone number at the house, unless you have caller ID, you already have my number. But the phone number, I don't want to give the phone number over the call recording, sir. you have it by caller ID. He called me already.
All right.
Yeah, I don't want to give it on the call recording. The fact that
he
called me
already. So the same number that we
He has my number. He called me on it already, so that's not a problem.
Yes or no, James? Now you're starting to ramble.
I'm trying to tell you that he knows the number because he called me on it already.
I will send him a message.
Okay. Would that be a text message or an email? Or an internal message system?
It's an internal. It goes through computers in the car.
I understand. I will be at home probably in about an hour. But if he wants to relay this, that I do not want to have a conversation when I'm upset, it would be nice to have a conversation tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I'm upset because of the silence kills. Nobody is treating me with respect, sir, including the FBI and everybody online, because of my actual digital footprint profile says I'm gay and I have no authority to have a voice in this community and culture that we have when a person has HIV. I'm sorry. That's the truth.
Oh, I'm sorry, too. I don't find that, you know, my daughter's gay, so I can relate to
that. Well, the fact is of all...
She doesn't have AIDS, but...
With a factor of all the stereotypes that I have against me, I'm the enemy number one, social enemy number one, as far as my digital profile, and I can't escape that I'm being gang stalked. I'm being gang stalked, sir. They take and put.
James, I spoke to you. Okay.
I'll be home in about an hour, but I would like to have a conversation tomorrow when I've rested after being insulted so many times in so many ways. Thank you. Talk to you again.
Bye-bye.
All right.